Hi, welcome to More Than a Song. Our show's focus is on West Texas music singers and songwriters, off stage and on the air. I'm your host, Carrie Banks, with producer Chuck Luck. Today, we'll be talking with Texas Tech slot receiver and West Texas singer-songwriter Hayden Wigginton. Welcome to More Than a Song.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We appreciate you coming here and taking time from your very busy schedule. Tell us a little bit about where you're from and how you got to Lubbock, Texas.
So I'm from Midlothian, Texas. It's about 30, 45 minutes south of Dallas. Grew up there. My dad is my football coach, played football growing up. It's been my passion forever. Got to Lubbock from Oklahoma State. I went there my freshman year to play ball. When Coach McGuire got the job, I hit the portal right after our bowl game and committed to Tech immediately. It's always been a dream of mine to play for him.
You're obviously a very, very good football player to be able to play for Texas Tech. When did you start playing music and what got you interested in that?
In middle school, my mom kind of made me take choir as an elective. It wasn't anything serious. I just did it and all my friends were in there. That was just kind of something that I did. High school came along and I stuck with it just because it's what I've known. I started kind of enjoying it a little bit. Closer to my senior year, I went on a mission trip to the Amazon rainforest. My junior year going into senior year, my youth pastor, he played guitar, and on the boat, he was playing guitar for us, singing for us. I was like, man, that's a pretty cool deal right there. Once I got back, I went and bought a guitar, nothing special. I was just kind of expecting to learn a couple chords and call it a day. I ended up playing a little bit. I kind of fell in love with it. Started leading worship at my church. Loved the feeling of just playing live music. Started learning a little bit more, and now I'm writing songs.
Well, now your youth pastor was definitely one of your mentors. Were there other people who helped you along, showed you the guitar, or worked with you writing songs or singing?
Guitar-wise, Greg Houchin, he was my neighbor. He had a little guitar shed in the backyard. I'd play with him at that little shed. He kind of showed me the ropes a little bit. I mean, other than that, I kind of learned everything on my own. Singing-wise, my choir director helped out a lot, kind of had to. He didn't want the choir to sound like crap, so.
Yeah, you have a very beautiful speaking voice, and you have a very beautiful tenor singing voice. You say you were playing praise and worship music. What was one of the first popular country songs that you learned?
First song that I learned, I think Beautiful Crazy by Luke Combs. I actually learned it for a solo that I was going to do for the choir show my senior year.
Was there a moment that you were playing and singing and you thought, you know, I think I can do this?
Yeah, absolutely. A bunch of people out there and looked like they were enjoying it. I kind of got it in my head that that's something that I can do.
What would you say the difference is performing on a music stage versus performing on a gridiron?
A lot different. You know, I grew up playing football. That's all I know. You put me in front of 100,000 people out there and throw me a fade, man, I'm going to catch it. That's just what I've grown up doing. When it comes to music, I got to think about it a little bit. It's a little bit harder. I'm getting better at it for sure. I've only been playing for 2 years now. It's definitely new. The feeling's close to the same whenever you play a song and then everybody loves it and they go crazy. And it's kind of the same feeling as when you score a touchdown. It's a really cool deal. There's some similarities, but preparing yourself for it's a lot different.
You're learning to play guitar. You realize you got a really good singing voice. What made you want to start writing your own songs?
I really just kind of started doing it as things would start happening in my life. I'd start getting these ideas. I started writing them down. And I always thought that my favorite thing about country music was the stories that people would tell, and thought that I would have some pretty decent stories to tell. And so I started writing. The main thing that made me want to start writing was I would play something on guitar, and it was something that I really liked. It wasn't already out there. I just wanted to make that a creation, make it my own.
Who are some of the musical influences that you grew up listening to?
Brooks and Dunn. That's who I really grew up listening to. My grandparents would play it all the time. My parents played it a lot. Neon Moon's probably my favorite. Randy Rogers Band, In My Arms Instead's for sure my favorite of all time when it comes to country music. Probably my favorite song in general. Really like that style a lot. George Strait. My grandma loves George Strait. Played him. Kind of have to. From Texas. Some of the modern guys, when I started learning or really falling in love with music, Luke Combs, Tyler Childers, really like Morgan Wallen singing. Zach Bryan's a newer one. I think he writes beautiful songs. Really just all the Texas country guys, Parker McCollum,
So you have family from the Lampasas area. Of course, we have a good friend, Terry McBride from McBride and the Ride, who grew up there. And you wrote a song about Lampasas. Tell us a little bit about how that song came about.
This past football season, my grandpa was getting sick. We kind of knew he was on his way out. I had already started writing a song about Lampasas just because I love the place so much. Whenever it started getting down to time that he was probably going to pass, I kind of flipped the lyrics a little bit to honor him. Right after the Texas game this past year that he did finally end up passing away. And so I changed the words to really honor what he meant to me. It really just turned into honoring him song.
Was it hard to finish that song?
Yeah, it was for sure. The hardest part of it was making it a radio-friendly song under 4 minutes, just because, as you can imagine, I have way too much to say about him. And he was a huge influence on my life. He's a football coach, too. He's my biggest fan and everything.
When you were recording this song in the recording studio, was it hard emotionally for you to get through that whole process with that song?
It for sure was. It got a little easier afterwards whenever I started getting a little bit excited about the song. Realized that the finished product would end up being something real good that my family would love. It got easier then, but in the beginning stages, whenever I was writing and started producing it, it was pretty difficult.
Well, let's hear a little bit of Lampasas.
Was in his old red Chevy. He said, let's get your grandma. She wanna see this too. If you get in school, I'll give this truck to you. Did you know you're the best I ever saw? I think this year you're gonna win it all. Your daddy's got a real good team, but you're the only that matters to me. Oh, but maybe if I close my eyes, say a prayer, then it'll be alright. I wake up to a smiling sun, but the songbirds remember what they saw last night. He wiped a tear from his eye as I drove old red and left. Lampasas behind. But did you see the game last night? Tied at 34 in overtime. Man, we were so tough. You should have seen us fine. We brought it on like you taught me my whole life. Oh, but maybe if I close my eyes, say a prayer, then it'll be alright. I wake up to a smiling sun, but the songbirds remember what they saw last night. I wipe the tear from my eye as I drove on red and left. Lampasas behind. Oh, oh, oh.
We'll be right back to continue our conversation with Hayden Wigginton on More Than a Song on 89.1. Welcome back to More Than a Song. We're speaking today with Texas Tech slot receiver and singer-songwriter Hayden Wigginton. You came to Lubbock, Texas to play football for the Texas Tech Red Raiders.
Now, this was the clear choice. Coach McGuire came here, and I mean, I will die Red Raider. I love it so much. It's unreal. It's surreal being a part of a fan base like this, people that support you so much everywhere you go.
It's about to get real.
About to get real.
When you got to Lubbock, Texas, you discovered this incredible music scene. Tell us about your experience there.
I was in Stillwater, and I mean, it doesn't even compare to the music scene here. Coach McGuire kind of threw me into it because he knew I played. I didn't want to do anything with it. It was just a hobby of mine. And he introduced me to David Wild. He kind of introduced me to other people, and then those people would introduce me to more musicians. And before I knew it, I mean, I knew hundreds of people that were phenomenal musicians. I mean, it's mind-blowing how many people here are not just good, but amazing.
Talk about your first experience on stage at the Blue Light.
Pretty unbelievable. I mean, I never thought that people would show up to see me play. I mean, they'd never even heard me. They came and they were all having a blast in the audience. And I think that's the coolest part, is making something fun for the people in the audience. I mean, I know I love concerts. Whenever I go to a concert and I'm able to just sit there and smile at the music and have a great time, I just love having the potential to be a part of that for somebody else.
You play mostly solo, or do you work with bands some?
I've done both. I've done some acoustics and then I've done some full band. I have a real talented band. They're all tech students.
After you got here, you started playing music, went to the Blue Light, and then you met a couple of incredible record producers and record recording studio owners, Scott Ferris and Alan Crossland.
This is awesome. Really how I came to know them, I was invited by Randall King to come on stage with him and do a song with him. We exchanged numbers, and about 2 months later, when I was like, all right, I got some songs, I got to get going. So I texted him, who should I use down here in Lubbock? And he said, Scott Ferris at Amusement Park. And then, you know, I wanted to grow my horizons a little bit, get more connections. I asked David who else would be willing to record with me. He said, get in touch with Alan Crossland. So that connection was through David Wild. That's who Ox Martin uses, and they're good buddies. So
walk us through a process where maybe you have an original song you're working on and you want to record it, and say you bring it to Scott Ferris. How does that process work?
Start off with the pre-production, go in, show him the song, play it for him, and then we kind of work together getting a form, a flow, a plan lyrically about how the song will go. That usually, for my first single, that was about 2 pre-production sessions. This next one I just did, that'll be coming out at some point in the fall. That one took 1 session. That one went real smooth. It's going to be really good. We're both excited about it. Once you do that, you go in, start recording, and bring in professional musicians that, I mean, played with everybody. You show them the format of the song, how you want it to go, and they'll match it perfectly. From there, it's done.
Do you consider your songs, especially lyrically, finished when you take them to Scott?
I think they're finished. I mean, especially just because I write all my own songs. I haven't written with anyone yet. I bring them to him thinking, all right, yeah, this is what I want it to be like. And then he'll kind of throw little tweaks in there that I end up completely agreeing with. It's good to have another mind on it.
You also work with Alan Crossland at Route 1 Acuff Studio. What's the process there? Is it similar, or how is it different?
It is different. That's why I like using both of them, just because I love getting 2 different experiences. There, I text him a little acoustic cut of the song. He'll kind of get some ideas on what needs to be on it. I'll show up and we'll work together on getting a plan for the song. We'll bring in some professional musicians. We'll get a little bass line for the song. I'll sing a rough draft vocal over that. And then we'll bring in all the other instruments that we think will really drive the song. And then I'll do final vocals. And then it's done.
Well, you have an EP out now. My favorite cut, the EP, is a song called Talk Funny. Tell us about how that song came about.
It's called Talk Funny just because being in college, especially at a big university like this, you're going to meet a lot of people out there that aren't from Texas. One specific instance where someone said that I talk funny. That's where I was like, all right, you obviously hadn't gone anywhere south of here. So I kind of turned that into a song. I like making my songs kind of upbeat a little bit. I originally wanted it to be like a Whiskey Myers type of song. I like writing like Morgan Wallen a little bit just because his songs are popular. So why not try to imitate the best? There's a couple cool lines in there that I threw in there. I wrote the song like I was aiming it at somebody from Colorado, just because there's mountains up there. It's way different than Texas. I talked about the mountains and how this hypothetical girl in the songs used to seeing mountains, but the only mountains that I'm going to be able to offer you is when they turn blue like a Coors Light. I'm not even at that age yet. I just thought it was a cool line just because I've heard it in other country songs.
Well, let's hear a little bit of the song from your EP called Talk Funny.
She said, I'm used to seeing mountains and a skyline with lots of lights. Well, honey, the best I can do is a you can move me there. She said, I think you kind of talk funny. My daddy don't say it that strong. Back at home, the radio plays a much different kind of song. Something to make her feel some pride. I've never been to Colorado, but I know they don't have an Alamo. She said, I think you kind of talk funny. My daddy don't say it that strong. Back at home, the radio plays a much different kind of song. Kind of talk funny, but I think I'm coming along. I'm pretty sure I saw her blushing when I was singing along to a country song. Hearing blue eyes cry when it rains, if it ever even rains at all. And I know she'll never admit it, but I think she likes the way I talk.
We'll be right back to continue our conversation with Hayden Wigginton on More Than a Song on 89.1. Welcome back to More Than a Song. Our guest today is Hayden Wigginton. Well, Hayden, you've got a new single that will be released soon. Tell us about recording that and some of the musicians that you worked with on the session.
I recorded this one over at Allen's on drums, Jay Saldana. He's real talented. He played on the EP for most of the songs. In the past, I've used Gunner Driver. Love him. He's very, very talented. I plan on having him on this new album coming up next year or so. Guitarists like Dustin Garrett, Kale Richardson, they've also played on my stuff.
You just started using on piano the one and only Johnny Keys, right?
Yep.
Johnny Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
I have talked to them, and then they love playing your stuff. Do you allow your musicians creative freedom on the track?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially just because I don't play those instruments. I love having their input on it. I like giving them the creative freedom to really just make art. I'll send them a reference track. Like, say I want it to sound like a Randy Rogers song. I'll send them that song. Make it like this, but make it unique. They'll come in and go crazy and make something great out of it.
When you sit down to write a song, do you start with the lyrics first or with the music?
I'll have an idea of what I want a song to be about, whether it's a feeling I've got, something that happened. I'll start with that idea, and then I'll go straight to my guitar. I'll find a tempo. I'll find a chord progression or a lick that I like. Once I've got that and I'm like, all right, that can be a song, then I'll start writing words to it.
At what point do you record it into your phone or your laptop?
I start off recording the first verse and chorus. I'll kind of get away from the song for a little bit. I don't know if that's how you're supposed to write, but that's how I do it. Then I'll come back after listening to that recording. I'll tweak that part, and then I'll write the rest of the song.
What is the hardest song that you've ever had to write?
Really say this new one that I'm coming out with, Western Wind, it's real hard. Before I started writing, I never really thought of how I would have to work with like past and present tense and making all the words agree with each other. This one's a little bit of both. It's tough to navigate.
And you love country music.
Love it, yeah.
And it is basically your style, which is all built upon a story.
Right? Absolutely.
Which song came the quickest to you?
I'd say Talk Funny. I was having a lot of fun with it. It's got a real simple rhythm, real simple chord progression, and words flowed real easy with that one.
You are a very talented musician, songwriter, and singer. You also are a very talented football player. How do you find the balance of being a real sought-after college athlete and a very sought-after singer-songwriter in the local area?
I appreciate that, for one. I always say that football is my number one. I don't got a number two, but if I did, it'd be music. That's outside of faith and family, all the moral stuff that I like to build my life upon. Everything I do is with football in mind. I work countless hours on my craft when it comes to football. You ask anybody on the team, anybody on staff, they'll say that they see me come in every day and try to be the hardest worker out there. I mean, football is my life, and then music's just kind of something that I love to do on the side. And once I'm done with ball, then I'll really start taking it a lot more serious.
And it's interesting to me, I've always felt a big connection between athletics and music. I mean, basically your core principles in both of them are rhythm, timing, and movement. Yeah. And that's the same for music, the same for athletics. And I'm guessing you put in a lot of hours every week as a football player.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have a special diet?
They provide everything that we need diet-wise. We have a individual diet plan. We do body scans where it scans your body fat percentage, your muscle composition. We get a little meal plan based off of that. Everybody eats pretty similar to each other just because, I mean, we're all in about the same shape, especially at receiver.
You're very disciplined in your athletics. You're obviously becoming very disciplined with your music as well. And you have a new single. Tell us about the song, how it came about.
It's called Western Wind. I kind of wanted to write one about being out here compared to where I'm from and really where I've always enjoyed being, that southern part of Texas. Now, I'm from north central Texas, but I love South Texas, hill country, everything about it. Really wanted to write one of those kind of songs. I like to make most of my songs kind of relatable to people my age, so I made it about a girl. That's about all country music, though. So here's my new single called Western Wind. I heard you need a long night, so don't you dare look at the dawn. Tomorrow is the last time, so go and beg the moon to stay out and mourn. And I don't know why I didn't try to hold your heart. I could tell it is heavy, it's weighing down the right side of my car. So how's the South Texas summer nights? Do they feel the same being all alone? Is it humid there? Do you even think twice about the way the West was home? And does the salt in the air caress your skin? Do you even hear my song when you get a western wind? For me it's been a long night. The sun was out when I walked in, just thinking about the next time. And have you changed it all since back then? Cause I know I have. I stopped dancing to that song. You were the last time that I didn't sit down when it came on. So how's the South Texas summer nights? Do they feel the same being all alone? Is it humid there? Do you even think twice about the way the West was home? And
Does the south in the air caress your skin? Do you even hear my song? When you get a western wind, so when there's a South Texas winter night, what if I made sure you weren't all alone? And I haven't been the warmest, but I'll try. If it makes you feel like you're with me back home, I'd bring some desert sand along on my skin. But this is just a song in the lonely western wind. In the wind. Oh.
Hayden, thanks for being on our show, for being a part of Texas Tech Athletics, and thank you very much for being part of the Lubbock and West Texas music scene. We wish you all the luck there, and we're going to come out and see you every chance we can on the gridiron or on stage.
I appreciate that. Thanks. It means a lot.
Thank you for listening to More Than a Song. I'm your host, Kerry Banks. The show was produced by Chuck Luck. Our guest today was Texas Tech slot receiver and West Texas singer-songwriter Hayden Wigginton. Join us next Friday morning for More Than a Song at 10:30 on 89.1. For more information on More Than a Song, and if you'd like to hear previous episodes, visit ttupublicmedia.org.